Hello, this is EJ Castor with a Florida Tech International Student Spotlight. And with me, I have Usher from Pakistan.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here.
I met Usher because he was working at the Clemente Center, which is our gym here at Florida Tech. What do you do there?
I'm a facility attendant. Our job is to make sure that everybody is safe. And if you have any information you want, we can help you out.
And do you enjoy it?
Oh, I love it. It's the best job on campus.
You get to meet all of the students that come through Clemente Center.
Yeah. It really helps you get connections and socialize with people. And so you have to have like kind of a social personality to work with us.
And now you are majoring in
sustainability.
And yeah. What is it exactly?
Sustainability is, people try to associate it with something as being eco-friendly and caring for the environment and things, but it's more about how to practically use science and how to use technology and how to map out systems and attempt to make it more efficient by trying to fix the problems within it. For example, Florida Tech is a system. If you look at everything that goes on in Florida Tech, like from the registration to the students, all these things fall within systems and they're elements of that system. So if somebody came up to me tomorrow and said, how would you make Florida Tech more efficient? I would ask them to give me an overview of their system. Then I would connect all the pieces and make like a giant map where I'd see, well, this is good and this is not so efficient. And if I put an intervention here or a feedback loop here or there, it can make the system better.
It kind of reminds me of quality management that looks at individual processes and determines which processes are redundant or unnecessary.
Yeah, you could say it encompasses that, but quality management is a field that focuses on micros. Sustainability, it also encompasses the macro. So you can take extremely large systems and convert them into what you think is the most efficient way they should be behaving. The great thing about that is that sustainability allows you to have all the science background, but then also understand business side, the marketing side, the economic side, so the feasibility side of science.
Usher, you're from Pakistan, and not only are you from Pakistan, you're from Islamabad.
Yes.
In Pakistan, which has been the central focus of the news for a long time now.
Yes.
Can you tell us about living in Islamabad?
When you see Pakistan on the news, there's a lot of negative things, regrettably, that come up. And, you know, that's a situational thing where, unfortunately, things are the way they are at the moment. But if you come to Pakistan and if you see it, it is probably one of the most beautiful countries you will ever see. For example, Islamabad is a city that's built right in front of the Himalayan mountains. You wake up every morning and you walk outside your house and you look back and you see the most magnificent view. And then you go around and you see how the city is absolutely immaculate. It's clean. It's beautiful. The people are kind. They're generous, they're hospitable. And when I came to Florida Tech, people were surprised by how easily they interacted with me because they thought I was going to be more kind of reclusive and
reserved.
not say much.
Very outgoing.
Right. But if you meet any Pakistani, we are kind of people who love making friends. We love interacting with other people. So I would say that was probably the biggest misconception, is that because the news is kind of showing the negative side, because really that's what the global news is, right? If something good is happening in the United States, people in Pakistan are not really concerned because it's not happening in Pakistan. But if something bad is happening in the United States, then that's global news. I feel like that's the problem for the media, not for individuals in general, because...
Right, the media tends to focus on the negative.
Because crisis is better news than peace.
Usher, it seems we're out of time. Thank you for coming in to participate in a Florida Tech International Student Spotlight. Thank you for supporting Public Radio 89.5 FM, WFIT, Melbourne, Florida.